This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosing having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
A man linked to Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani is being charged with stealing funds from the baseball star and using it to gamble through an illegal bookkeeper who himself is already under investigation by the feds. The LA Times reports Ohtani's interpreter is the man charged in the case. Ohtani, who plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, fired the interpreter on Wednesday when the news broke. He just signed a record 10-year, $700 million contract this last offseason. With inflation still higher than its key benchmark, U.S. interest rates are staying the same for now.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometime bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years.
USA's John Schaefer. The federal appeals judges are quickly putting a controversial immigration enforcement law in Texas back on hold following an earlier U.S. Supreme Court decision lifting an even earlier stay on the law. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott telling a crowd he believes President Biden is being dishonest about the situation with border security. Republicans say the solution is to reinstitute Trump-era border policy. Abbott claims Biden knows that, even while blaming Republicans in Congress for not passing a legislative fix.
Either A, he was just outright lying to you. B, he had no idea what he was talking about. Or C, all of the above. I think it's all of the above.
During his remarks, Abbott referenced the possibility of Texas making an official declaration of an invasion. On that note, House Republican Charles McCall saying that he will immediately introduce new border security legislation in Congress. He said that it will be similar to the law that went into effect in Texas. President Biden, campaigning in Arizona Wednesday, told voters about billions in new federal grants that will go to tech giant Intel for supercomputer chip production in a handful of states.
This historic funding will use to build new semiconductor fab facilities and modernize and expand existing ones in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon.
The spending was approved through the bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act. Biden stressed
they're critical to emerging technologies. They're going to power the future economy.
Wall Street closing Wednesday with stocks much higher as all three major averages secured record closes. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It wasn't going to be easy, right? You know, in the words of John F. Kennedy, we do it because it's hard, because it's necessary. And because it's absolutely critical when it gets down to it, to this Democratic Republic. If you're still interested in participating, because it is a participation kind of thing. That's why our Constitution starts out with We the People, right? Our Declaration of Independence, I should say. I'm Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Janet Yellen is in the focus here because she's going to be testifying before Congress. And if it's anything like she's done before, look, at you've got an establishment figure. I mean, Janet Yellen, the American economist, is serving right now as the 78th United States Secretary of the Treasury. She's been doing this since Joe Biden took over and previously served as the 15th chair of the Federal Reserve from 2014-2018. And she's come up with a couple of goofy responses here recently, and you wonder if, you know, she's channeling her Joe Biden sometimes, because you go, how is she coming up with this? Because it doesn't make any kind of mathematical sense whatsoever. Well, Mike Pallas is with us. He's with the Americans for Tax Reforms. He's the Tax Policy Director. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, Janet Yellen hasn't necessarily been one that you can have some sense of confidence and peace about whenever she comes to Congress. And it's like she's, you know, she's the spin master, you know, for the Biden administration. And, you know, oftentimes here recently when she's quoted, you think, well, what planet is she on here? I mean, the things that she's projecting aren't adding up. And, of course, she's coming to Congress later this week. And you know, here she is responsible for the IRS. So you know that she's going to get some serious grilling. But in typical form of the Biden administration, I doubt that we'll get any real answers. What do you think?
No, that's exactly right. And Jenny Yellen has a lot of questions to answer. She'll be testifying before the Senate today. And we have things. We have the president's budget coming out just last week, where we have the president asking for $100 billion more in IRS funding to increase audits on American taxpayers. This is coming at the same time we have House Republicans today securing more than $20 billion in enforcement funding that's increased audits on American taxpayers, rolling that money back from the IRS. Mm-hmm. So we actually have the administration kind of backtracking on the deal they've cut with Republicans in real time. Mm-hmm. We also have Yellen lots of questions to answer for the IRS, moving forward with things like direct file programming, where we have in tax season right now the IRS building its software to compete with the private sector, things like Intuit and TurboTax, mm-hmm. All of the time where we have the IRS set out to increase audits on taxpayers, where you essentially have the IRS acting as tax preparer, auditor, and then managing contested returns. So a major power grab for the IRS.
Can you imagine?
No authority to do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, who said you can't do brain surgery on yourself, right?
Yeah. So this major power grab led by Yellen at Treasury, who's responsible for the IRS, and essentially saying, hey, you know, we're going to audit you. Who prepared this tax these tax documents for you? Oh, it was us, the IRS. So insane conflict of interest.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the thing is, it seems to me, Mike, and I don't know, this is just me, and where I'm looking at this is that the IRS and the whole apparatchik seems a bit desperate. That it's almost like they see that they could be going extinct. You know, that America is waking up, everybody's waking up to say, look, do we really even need the IRS? If we simplified the whole process, and it could be so much easier, and the government could probably generate a lot more money if they just made it simple and took the IRS out of there. I mean, you know, to try to double down and add more and create an even more adversarial relationship between the taxpayer and the government, you know, is there a better option to consider?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think what's important here is to recognize the power grab from the left, the narrative they're spinning, which is contradicting reality, of they're making this sound like, oh, we're just, this is all about tax compliance. The reality is American taxpayers have one of the highest rates of tax compliance in the world compared to any other country. What this is about, what we know it's about, was this increased money for IRS agents came as part of the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act. This was a revenue grab from Democrats to go and fund all of their spending programs, things like, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars for electric vehicle subsidies. Mm-hmm. It was, we're going to send IRS agents out there to shake money loose from the pockets of taxpayers. We'll send them letters in the mail saying we're auditing them. Normal people who can't afford, you know, big fancy lawyers and accountants, they'd rather just comply with the IRS letter than fight and test their audit.
Exactly.
And they know that, and that's why they're going to target middle-class America.
Right. And it's about time that middle-class Americans, you know, come together and say, hell no, enough of this stuff. You know, this cannot happen. I mean, yes, it is the IRS, and yes, they're very powerful, and they ruin your day and can ruin your day very quickly. We've seen this happen time and time again. But again, we need to be reminded that this is a consistent, you know, policy and a worldview that comes to you from the left and the Democratic Party, doesn't it? I mean, this has been consistent, whether we're talking Obama. Of course, you know, Biden is just, he's on steroids, you know, in affecting these Obama policies that didn't get through. He is bound and determined to make sure they get through under his watch.
Yeah, that's right, right? It's the left, it's the thinking of, we'll expand government. Government knows what's better for your life than you do yourself. You know, therefore, we need to grow the size of government. Just so happens that, you know, at the IRS, 99% of all contributions from the IRS go to the Democrat Party. So what it's really about is, hey, it's expanding the Democrat, you know, voter base here and financial contributions to the modern Democratic Party.
It's the coin of the realm, Mike. I mean, this is the way they operate. It's quid pro quo. I mean, you know, the Democrats are feeding, you know, the bureaucrats, and you know, the bureaucrats feed the government. It just, you know, makes the wheels on the bus go round and round. And, you know, they're happy. And meanwhile, you know, we're the ones that are paying for it. And this you know, cabal, this collusion set up that they have. I mean, also, you had the announcement today of Biden forgiving more student debt, which the, you know, Supreme Court had said, no, it's unconstitutional. Well, who cares? I mean, he's just moving forward, and we got more billions of dollars being forgiven. And, of course, this being an election year, you know, the Democrats are doing what they do best. They use the Treasury to buy votes.
That's exactly right, Bill. We've talked about this before, how Biden's old age, they are desperate and concerned about his appeal to younger voters. So what they do is they use taxpayer money to essentially bribe their voter base to attract younger voters by just saying, hey, we're going to forgive your student loan debt, all born off of the work of the taxpayer and of, you know, middle-class Americans who not everyone went to college, not everyone took on student loan debt, or those who paid that off. That's who's going to fund the student loan bailout. It's not even really a bailout. It's really a transfer of wealth to higher-income individuals. Younger people who have the opportunity to pay off the debt that they've taken on.
Exactly. And how many of those people, Mike, are involved in the bureaucracy, in government? So it just sinks, you know, sinks the hooks into them all the more to realize that they have to really be faithful to the Democratic Party. If not, you know, because Republicans, there's no way the Republicans are going to, you know, offer this kind of quid pro quo relationship. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Mike Pallets after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Mike Mike Pallett's from Americans for Tax Reform, and he says we got to keep an eye on this global minimum tax deal that's abounding. You already got 140 countries who've signed up for the GMT. This tax treaty imposes a minimum rate of 15% on the profits of multinationals. Mike, again, the movement for globalism is alive and well. This came, of course, out of Davos, which is the annual meeting for all things global, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we were talking about Janet Yellen before, and she'll be testifying, Treasury Secretary, before the Senate today. She's been the face of this effort for the Biden administration. And this is essentially, right, a plan to take a 15% global minimum tax, essentially outsourcing our tax codes that we would need permission from Brussels and Paris, the Europeans, if we want to lower our taxes more. In the Biden administration, the president's recently released budget actually plans to go beyond what the Europeans want, going beyond 15% to a 21% minimum tax, which is our current corporate tax rate. And of course, 70% of the burden of the corporate rate falls on workers. So Democrats always like to pretend it's big companies paying the taxes. It's people who pay taxes.
Exactly, of course.
And within this, they give the game away because they're showing that, well, what this cartel really is about preventing the United States from being competitive on tax. That's why they're bringing it to our current corporate rate, essentially freezing our ability to cut any future taxes on businesses. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea here is to undermine American competitiveness.
How is this not treasonous, like you said? I mean, this is to really impact our ability to be effective on the world stage. I mean, we saw very clearly what happened when Donald Trump came into office. I mean, in a short amount of time, he made America competitive again. After the Obama years, really strapped American businesses with so much tax and regulation, they said, we're out of here. And, they left the country. Donald Trump started to bring them back, and, but here we are. We're back under the old new management, now under Biden, which seems to have doubled down and is worse than even Obama. And he's talking the corporate rate, which is 21 as a result of Donald Trump's policies, moving that up to 28%. And that in an instant impacts the competitiveness of America. And in addition to that, as you say, which is really scary, you think about compromising our sovereignty. It's not only this, but also in areas of which we've talked about. If another pandemic was to break out, we're going to turn over all authority to the United Nations or to the global health ministry that will handle all mandates and all things that have to do with COVID. And according to Bill Gates and others, we've got something like 9 potential pandemics in the queue getting ready to bust out.
Well, you nailed it. This is a basic question of American sovereignty. Mm-hmm. You're not going to outsource our tax code to other countries. People might remember learning in history that we founded this country partially on not letting the British decide our taxes for us.
Exactly.
Now we turn around and Joe Biden would hand over our tax code to the French, which
right.
is just crazy. We're not going to let the Europeans decide our taxes.
Yeah, like they've done such a great job, right, themselves? I mean, they are the absolute standard for success when it comes to handling this.
And what Democrats want, the progressives want, is they want to move the U.S. to a European-sized, big, even larger welfare program and entitlement programs. And what they need for that are the large European taxes, where essentially capturing over 50% of the economy in the taxes going to government. And they recognize to get to that welfare style, we need European-style taxes. And here they are literally handing our tax code over to the Europeans. So we would need their permission if we want to cut taxes in the future. And the way the Biden administration, with Janet Yellen being the face of this, has described it is they call it a race to the bottom on taxes. Well, if you're not competing on lower taxes, on lower burden of government, that means you're competing with lower wages from workers. So it's a direct effort here to undermine workers, undermine American competitiveness, all in an effort to make us more like Europe, to have that big welfare state style of European government.
Talk about mass misery. and shared misery. I mean, this is what's happening in Europe. I don't know if you saw the report, the World Happiness Report. America fell, I think, from 15 to, you know, in the 20s. I mean, we're slip sliding away. So there's a lot of misery here in the United States. With all the great things that Joe Biden says that he's done for this country, Americans are not very happy.
And I think even worse than that, right, is the continued break from reality from the administration. The attempt to gaslight the Americans, especially on the economy, trying to go out there and convince them that that things are better than they are when we've seen, you know, near 18% inflation since Joe Biden took office. I don't think most Americans have had an 18% pay increase since then.
So
the value of your money has decreased since Joe Biden took office. People can feel their quality of life, you know, in comparison to the Trump administration. They're worse off than they were 4 years ago. And that's what we're seeing former President Trump run on. And that's why he's leading in the polls right now, because it's people want to go back to the policies we had under the Trump administration.
Well, you know, the thing is, I guess, in one sense, and hopefully the American people and the voter is realizing this, is that as often as Biden comes out and speaks about this delusionary Bidenomics and how great everything is, and how hunky-dory everybody should be because of all the great things he's done, and they realize, whoa, that's not happening in my pocket. It's not happening in my bank account or, you know, every time I go to gas, like you said, you know, the average household now across the country, $1,100, $1,200 more a month. I mean, that is pain. I was talking to a friend in Nevada that I think they're up to $1,300 a month. So, but yet, you know, Nevada, surprisingly, in the midst of all this pain and suffering, they want Joe Biden to be president again. It's like, what are you guys thinking? You guys are staying in the casinos too long. We need to get you out of the casinos and off the juice so that you can open your eyes to reality here.
Yeah, in Bidenomics, I think the continuation of this ridiculous line from the administration, it's when it comes to the story of inflation, you know, we'll have Janet Yellen testifying today. She just admitted recently that the administration completely got inflation wrong, that they never should have been calling it transitory. And they've been wrong at every step of the way here, where they denied it was happening for a year, and then they preemptively declared victory on inflation just because the price of things increasing declined slightly, how fast they were increasing. And now inflation's back on the move again with the last few months, and the administration's worried about this. And Americans should be as well, where we're entering the summer months where gas prices are already increasing. I bought gas this morning. I think I paid $3.50 a gallon. We're not even in the summer yet. These are all things. This is going to be hitting Americans' wallet as we go into the election season. And you know, I think hopefully the Biden administration's going to feel the political pain of this, and they certainly deserve to.
And the American people need to stay smart. Not get caught up in the emotional misinformation that's going on. I mean, James Carville, you know, said over the weekend that, you know, they're going to be challenged in messaging, but he's asking for a bulldog. He says, look, there's got to be a bulldog that's going to go out there and really create dissatisfaction among the voters, and he's looking to all these PACs to spend. I mean, they've got so much money, the Democratic Party, and they're going to deluge the American people. You talk about psychographics, Mike. I mean, if people aren't depressed now, get ready. As we get, closer to November, the campaigning and the messaging is going to be that, America is so worse off, would be so worse off under Donald Trump. And, they're going to be dumping all kinds of, ill reports, misinformation, bots, artificial intelligence, which is not very intelligent, but it's manipulative. And they're going to hit us in mass and bombard us with all this negativity. And I'll tell you, if you don't have your head on straight, I mean, we're going to be walking around, Mike, people's heads are going to be spinning, literally.
That's right. And all of it will be an attempt to distract you from what you know your own economic situation is, right? The president wants to talk about things like the number of potato chips in bags. Under the Trump administration, we were talking about how great our 401ks and retirement plans were and how our wages were up. And hopefully that's what we're returning to soon.
And here it was. I guess that was too good. We got tired of winning. So we said, no. We like losing better. It's time to lose again. Let's elect Joe Biden into office like that made sense, right?
Right, and hopefully he's on his way out of office.
Hopefully, because the people are still asking, what the heck happened? That's how crazy it is. Mike Pallitz, Americans for Tax Reform Tax Policy Director, is always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. Former President Trump can continue to fight to have the Fulton County DA removed from his election interference case in Georgia. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case. The defendant sought Willis's removal due to her romantic involvement with Wade.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, meantime, suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. On Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting the obligation. Unless the appellate court intervenes on Trump's behalf, James is likely to begin taking steps to seize some of Trump's assets to pay for the judgment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Natural hazards push 26 million people into poverty each year, putting these populations in need of access to technical, financial, and institutional resources to be more resilient in responding to climate change. To help address these issues, IBM is committed to invest $45 million in donations of technology and services over the next 5 years through the Sustainability Accelerator Program. The program applies their technology to support populations vulnerable to environmental threats around the world, and this year's RFP cohort is focused on resilient cities. And here to tell us more about it is the IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer, Justina Nixon-Santil. Justina, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, explain why it's so important for cities and urban populations to build resiliency.
Yeah, so building resiliency in cities is so crucial right now, especially to help cities cope with extreme weather events. When you think about heat waves, heavy downpours, and floods, these are becoming even more frequent and severe due to climate change. So it's important to make sure we help cities be more prepared to respond to these kinds of weather events, but also to help them recover from those types of disasters and just to create safer, more sustainable, and livable environments.
Mm-hmm. Explain, if you would, IBM Sustainability Accelerator Program.
Yeah, so the IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a social impact program completely free for our partners, and it applies IBM's technologies such as hybrid cloud and data and AI, along with expertise from IBM that helps organizations enhance and scale those solutions that can really help the populations that are most vulnerable to environmental threats. It is completely free for our partners, and it's a two-year commitment from IBM for each cohort we bring on board.
Well, and speaking of each cohort, give us more details on this year's RFP and the new cohort.
Yeah, so the new cohort is going to focus on resilient cities, how to help those cities, especially against the heat waves, the floods, downpours that we mentioned earlier, and how do we make sure they have the right infrastructure and the right processes in place to really support their communities. We're looking at small, medium, and large-sized cities, and we're going to leverage IBM solutions to really make a difference there. So we opened a request for proposal. The submission window closes on April 30th, and we also announced an increase in our investment in this program, $45 million over the next 5 years. So we're looking forward to working with partners to really take advantage of the technology and services that IBM has to offer.
Exactly. Justina Nixon-Santil is our guest, and she drives the initiatives that enable IBM and its employees to transform their altruism into reality for communities and the planet, with a focus on career readiness and environmental sustainability. Justina, who's eligible to participate in the Resilient Cities cohort?
Yeah, so the cohort is open to nonprofit and government organizations globally. So when you think about those organizations, it includes nonprofits, of course, that are focused on sustainability, but also includes universities, it includes research institutions, and public organizations as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've had success with previous IBM Sustainability Accelerator projects. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, so we work with each cohort for 2 years. And our first group of projects launched just a little over 2 years ago. They just came to a close, and they were focused on sustainable agriculture. And we've already reached over 40,000 direct beneficiaries through this program. And one great example that I really love is the work that we did with Texas A&M AgriLife, where we provided farmers with data that made them, that helped them to figure out water usage in real time. So we were looking at soil moisture, we were looking at temperature data, and we provided those farmers with recommendations on when and how much to water. So when you think about those arid regions, this really made a difference for them.
Well, I bet. I mean, you know, this is what it's all about at the end of the day, right? You have a theory and an idea of what could work. And when you come together and all the parties partner with a targeted goal, and they're able to move the needle, so to speak, in a positive way and be productive, this just has to be incredibly rewarding for you and the team.
It is. And we have such a huge focus on measuring outcomes because we want to make sure that all of the partnership that we have and all of the work that we're doing with these organizations are really making a difference for those communities. And that's why we work with nonprofit organizations and universities, because they're closer to the environment, to those communities that we want to impact.
What do you say, Justina? You know, this is a good point, because you've got to be able to prove your work and demonstrate that there is an impact. Because, I mean, in some cases when we talk about, climate change and issues of the weather, there are still people that are hesitant. Maybe they just don't understand exactly how it's all playing and how it all, you know, is working, and what the reality of climate change is on our environment.
I mean, you can see it happening in front of us. There have been so many examples over the last few years of severe weather changes, and you see those environmental threats and you see how people are impacted by them. So, yes, it's extremely important to be able to look at these types of programs and really demonstrate here's the impact that climate change is having, and here are some opportunities, whether it's for climate adaptation or other ways that we can support those communities. And then you have these case studies. You have these examples that can be scaled, right?
Yes.
These positive outcomes where we can work with our partners and scale those initiatives to even more locations globally.
Well, it takes it into the realm of factual evidence, right? It's not necessarily about opinion. It's like, okay, here's what's happened in the areas. This is the impact that severe weather has had, and here's the solution that IBM, with their sustainability partners, have been able to make a difference in these specific areas, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. This is real evidence and real demonstration of outcomes.
Well, again, we thank you for the time to break this down and explain to our audience. And then for those that want to participate in the RFP, again, remind them what they need to do.
Yeah, so for more information about the RFP and the IBM Sustainability Accelerator, listeners can go to ibm.com/impact.
It's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Justina Nixon Santiel has been our guest, IBM's Vice President and Chief Impact Officer. Justina, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we got some good news here. The Justice Department has decided to drop the charges against that Gold Star dad, remember? The one that was shouting at President Biden during the State of the Union. Democratic AG Brian Schwab has dropped charges against that Gold Star father, Steve Nicoy, for disrupting Congress. And Brian Mass, Representative Brian Mass from Florida, who had invited the Gold Star father, said that the Gold Star father should have never had to pay for Joe Biden's failed withdrawal. Steve Nicoy, 51, was taken into custody by Capitol Police after he yelled, Abbey Gate, and 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines, yelled it down at Biden during his speech at the State of the Union. Nicoy's son, Marine Lance Corporal Kareem Nicoy, was one of 13 U.S. service members killed by an ISIS-K suicide bomber outside Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 26th of 2021 as Kabul fell to the Taliban during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. D.C. Attorney Brian Schwab's decision not to prosecute the Gold Star father was first reported by Fox News. The AG's office noted cases of past protesters not being prosecuted in defending its decision to not prosecute Nicoy, according to the outlet. I guess we can chalk one up for the good guys this time around, that he was not going to be jailed indefinitely. Boy, would that have been a mess. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Movie Guide. Yes, Dr. Ted Bear, stay with us.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRisi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRisi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRisi and visit SkyRisi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RISI to learn more.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise.
If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, the one and only, my good friend, Dr. Ted Baer. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, you know, every Wednesday I tell you when I'm talking to you, I'm doing better. And that's because I'm so overwhelmed with work that I get to enjoy myself for a few minutes. And it's really great. And we don't know what day it is, even though I mentioned it.
Exactly. Well, no, hey, I'm happy to understand and appreciate that maybe I'm an act of decompression for you, for all that you go through, that this is an enjoyable time. You get to breathe. We get to have fun amongst friends and talk about the things we love so much.
I know. It is fun, and often we go off on tangents, and I'll try not to do that today.
Not you and I.
Go off on tangents with you.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's a good journey. Well, let's talk The Ark and the Darkness. I love this movie, Ted. And what I love about it is that it reminds people of how just a God we serve.
Well, there's been a lot of movies about the Ark. This one is beautifully done. It's a documentary. Unfortunately, you know, documentaries don't do well, so I wish that they do a dramatized version. And there is people, you know, there are people who are trying to do more and more dramatized versions about the Ark. But this is very good. It does a great job of showing that the Ark existed. It just is sort of a very tight argument, and my reviewer, who looked at it thought that it wasn't as tight about the younger city, but we argue about that all the time. So
yeah.
I'm not going to let people go because we're arguing about these issues.
Well, of course, you don't need to have, as they say, two people in the room agreeing all the time. One of them is redundant and unnecessary. So we need to have that kind of input. And the fact of the matter is the director and the producer of The Ark in the Darkness said, look, we're so far away from the historic timeline of when the Ark in the Darkness took place that people have forgotten, and that's what happens, and especially young people. They think that the Ark is just a fantasy, or it's just some, you know, made-up idea, but the Ark and God's judgment on his creation is real.
Now, if you know those guys well, which we know them slightly, but they communicated with Tom, not me, you should tell them, make a dramatic program about it. I mean, the last movie on Noah did over almost $500 million, but it was a mess, so they should do one that's really good. You know that 95 or 99% of the documentaries do under $1 million at the box office, and $1 million at $10 a ticket, you know, is...
Yeah.
is less than 100,000 people in a country of 360 million people. So yes. I agree with you. We need this. We need the message. But kids especially do not watch documentaries. It's like feeding them, you know, whatever, to make them go to the bathroom or something. It just doesn't make them happy. So you can't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do documentaries. How can I break through and teach them how to do great movies?
Well, all you can do is share your wisdom with them, and for those that have taken it, it has paid dividends. And so, you know, it's all part of the journey and the process. Let's move on and talk about The Bloody Hundredth. Boy, you talk about a powerful movie here, Ted. I mean, had it not been for the bombers of World War II, D-Day would have never happened.
And, of course, this is another subject that there have been many, many, you know, movies about, documentaries about. I think The Bloody Hundredth is, which is Tom Hanks and, you know, Steven Spielberg actually has a little piece in there, as you know, because you probably watched it. It's much better than even Masters of the Air. And a friend of mine is spending the day talking to Amazon because they're funding one of his movies. And of course, the Bloody Hundredth and Masters of the Air was is Apple. But he says most of these people making these movies are in their 20s and they don't know anything about filmmaking. So somebody has to grab them and tell them this is. But the Bloody Hundredth is excellent. And it's about the 100th bombing group, and they lost more casualties during World War II. And it's a very exciting and much more exciting than Masters of the Air. So I recommend it before you watch Masters of the Air, and then if you want to watch Masters of the Air. But the Bloody 100th is excellent.
Well, again, and that was my takeaway, Ted, that for – you know, what we had to do in terms of air superiority. I mean, we went from World War I, where it was trench warfare. And what are you talking? A couple of decades later, now, you know, air superiority. You're talking air superiority. It comes into play. And the United States, the Allies understood that in order to storm the beaches there, we had to have air superiority. And that was at any cost. And these young men, I mean, a lot of these people, I mean, what they went through in training, you know, like one guy said, he had 10 days of flight school before he went solo. I mean, it's like, really? I mean, our Federal Aviation Administration would go bonkers with a 10-day training period like that, right?
Well, you know, when I'm 77, so when I was 14 and 15, instead of a sport during the spring, I took flying at the school I went to. So, and then I went to Germany before that and did glider school, which they call Segelflug course. So, yes, I would say that the Federal Aviation, and then I worked for NASA for a while, I'd say that the federal government doesn't know what they're talking about. Because,
see, back in those days in flight school, you know, the tires stayed on the plane and the doors stayed on the plane, right? Yeah.
It was a different world. It was, and it was fun. And if you read the book Lindbergh, the first half is extremely fun. And these guys were brave and they were courageous and they went beyond the call of duty in order to save us. And of course, one line is that we wouldn't have the freedoms today if it hadn't been for pilots and men and crew like the Bloody Hundredth.
Exactly. Yeah, we stand on their shoulders. This is lest we forget. And this is why this movie is so important, because it does remind us. And also we come to the realization that we're losing World War II veterans on a daily basis. They're soon to be extinct, Ed. And that makes me sad. And because, you know, here it is, you know, so much is lost in translation. The further away, you know, from the timeline of actual events that occur, there's, you know, things that are lost. And, yes, we've had a lot of movies, done and been produced about, what happened and, this world, you know, what we title the world's greatest generation, no doubt. I mean, you know, when you talk about, I mean, you get all these politicians who get in an uproar about democracy being threatened and everything like that, and they forget how democracy was truly threatened during World War II, right?
Well, they do. And if you look at the Bloody Hundredth, the documentary, it's excellent. Most people don't look at documentaries, as I said. If you look at Masters of the Air, it's got some historical inaccuracies and even takes liberty with. At the last episode, which you've probably seen, one of the pilots, his plane is crashing. Everybody bails except him. He lands just in the Soviet zone, and the Soviets treat him like he's a king. Now, the truth of the matter is that if you read Stalin by Robert Conquest, one of the great professors at Oxford, probably the best book on Stalin, Stalin was trying to kill any one of the allies that would come over into any Russian-held territory. He was trying to get rid of them all because he was afraid. He was afraid that the Russians, seeing people that were well-fed, well-equipped, well-dressed, would be drawn to leave communism and go into the world of capitalism. But again, since the producers don't understand the freedom that we had, they're portraying the Soviets as really good. The Soviets were really bad to people. And of course, they portray the National Socialists just as well as the International Socialists were really bad. So people need to read history and they don't.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, there was no doubt there was a rather precarious union between the United States, Britain, and Russia. And, of course, George Patton, General Patton, understood that clearly, and they were doing everything they could to hold him back. But that's another story for another day. Meanwhile, again, the box office numbers prove, Ted, what you have been, you know, promoting, and it's just empirical evidence that movies based on Christian values, they dominated last year's box office.
Yeah, they did, and they were 70% of the top movies had a strong or very strong redemptive, morally uplifting content. Now, the 70% of the top 10 that have good values is because the average American between Los Angeles and New York and Washington has good values, so they choose the good.
Right.
And unfortunately, the people that are creating some of the stuff, you know, live in Los Angeles, New York, or Washington, and they're a little goofy. But you find very few in the top 25. You know, everybody's worried about all the impact of gender fluidity and everything else. But you don't find any of these movies in the top 25. You don't. And
exactly.
That's not that they're not making these movies. It's that people will not go see them at the box office. So the bad is failing at the box office. And you just keep needing to remind your friends that if they choose the good will triumph. And that's the way we vote for good movies in Hollywood.
Exactly. And for good elected officials as well, by the way. We'll tie that in. Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, has been with us. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You know.